USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Opening the Senate on Monday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Congress cannot stay on the sidelines as millions of Americans are suffering from the coronavirus pandemic. McConnell saying Democrats are dragging out negotiations.
Their strategy has been all or nothing. And so struggling Americans have, of course, got nothing. Well, we're down to the wire, Madam President, down to the wire.
Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says not so fast.
Our efforts to pass another emergency relief bill through the Senate have been stalled until now for one reason. The Republican leader has refused to compromise.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani is in the hospital with COVID-19, but doing well. President Trump shared the news on Monday after his personal attorney was diagnosed with coronavirus on Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
U.S. coronavirus hospitalizations are running at a record rate. More than 101,000 Americans are currently being treated for the respiratory illness in hospitals nationwide. The COVID-19 Tracking Project reported that over 282,000 people in the United States have died from the virus since the beginning of the pandemic. Janet Baum is a nurse in Reno, Nevada. She says she's never seen her hospital so busy.
Never in my wildest nightmares would I ever have thought that we would ever see something that would be killing this many people.
President Trump is honoring renowned wrestler and coach Dan Gable with the Medal of Freedom.
Today it's my privilege to present our nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, to one of the greatest wrestlers in American history, Iowa legend Dan Gable. He has been an incredible inspiration to so many people.
During an Oval Office ceremony, the president calling Gable the greatest of all time. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
When it comes to politics, all eyes remain on Georgia.
The eyes of the political world were on Georgia Sunday night as Senator Kelly Loeffler and her challenger Raphael Warnock squared off in a debate ahead of their runoff election. The Republican incumbent framed the entire election as a battle between the American dream and socialism.
You can see what's at stake. There are two visions for our country. Mine, the American dream. My opponent, socialism. This is what's on the ballot. January 5th, the American dream. I was born and raised on a farm. I grew up working in the fields. I built my career. I became a job creator right here in Georgia, and I have been blessed to live the American dream.
While her Democratic challenger called on Georgians to be ready to get out the vote.
It's our job, Georgia, to put our shoes on and get ready, because there are those who are engaged in the politics of division. They have no vision, and so they engage in division. Tomorrow is the last day to register. Tell everybody you know to make a vote plan, because health care is on the ballot, workers are on the ballot, voting rights is on the ballot, criminal justice reform is on the ballot.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Joe Biden is expected to nominate California AG Javier Becerra for the Secretary of Health and Human Services. In California, Becerra sued the Little Sisters of the Poor and fought against a team who exposed Planned Parenthood's body parts trade. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.